Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Lucia, A Journey Through Time, Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Political Landscape, Governance and Democracy in St. Lucia. The political landscape of St. Lucia is a story of resilience, negotiation, and the pursuit of self-determination. Over centuries, the island has transitioned from colonial subjugation to independence, navigating the complexities of governance and democracy in the process. This chapter explores the evolution of St. Lucia's political systems, the struggles for representation and autonomy, and the challenges and triumphs that have defined its democratic journey. The colonial era, the foundations of governance. The roots of governance in St. Lucia were established during the colonial era, when the island was alternately controlled by the French and the British. Each colonial power imposed its own system of administration, creating a legacy of governance that combined elements of both traditions. Under French rule, the island was governed as part of the French Antilles, with a centralized system that emphasized control from Paris. The British, on the other hand, implemented a colonial administration that prioritized economic exploitation and maintained strict hierarchies of race and class. During this period, political power was concentrated in the hands of the colonial elite, composed primarily of European settlers and plantation owners. The majority of the population, made up of enslaved Africans and their descendants, had no voice in the decision-making processes that shaped their lives. This exclusion laid the groundwork for the struggles for representation and equality that would define the island's political evolution. Post-emancipation, the emergence of local leadership. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point in St. Lucia's political history. Freedmen began to demand greater rights and representation, challenging the dominance of the colonial elite. However, progress was slow, and systemic barriers continued to limit political participation for the majority of the population. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the rise of a middle class, composed of small farmers, merchants, and professionals, began to reshape the political landscape. This emerging class sought to expand access to education and economic opportunities, laying the groundwork for a more inclusive political system. Local leaders, often inspired by broader movements for independence and civil rights across the Caribbean, began to advocate for greater autonomy and self-governance. The struggle for self-governance. The mid-20th century was a period of significant political change in St. Lucia, as the island joined the broader wave of decolonization sweeping across the Caribbean. In 1951, the introduction of universal adult suffrage allowed all citizens, regardless of property ownership or gender, to vote for the first time. This milestone was a critical step toward democratization, empowering the people of St. Lucia to participate in shaping their future. The establishment of political parties further energized the push for self-governance. The St. Lucia Labor Party, SLP, founded in 1949, emerged as a champion of workers' rights and social justice, while the United Workers' Party, UWP, founded in 1964, emphasized economic development and stability. These parties provided platforms for political engagement and debate, fostering a vibrant democratic culture. In 1967, St. Lucia achieved associated statehood, gaining control over its internal affairs while remaining under British sovereignty for matters of defense and foreign policy. This arrangement allowed the island to develop its political institutions and prepare for full independence. Independence and nation building. On February 22, 1979, St. Lucia achieved independence, becoming a sovereign nation within the Commonwealth. Independence marked the beginning of a new chapter in the island's political history, as it assumed full responsibility for its governance and international relations. The early years of independence were characterized by efforts to strengthen democratic institutions and address social and economic inequalities. The government focused on education, healthcare, and infrastructure, recognizing these as essential pillars of nation building. Political leaders worked to balance the demands of economic development with the need to preserve the island's cultural and environmental heritage. Challenges to democracy. Like any democracy, St. Lucia has faced challenges in maintaining a fair and inclusive political system. Political polarization, corruption, and the influence of external actors have occasionally strained the democratic process. Additionally, the small size of the island has sometimes led to a concentration of power and limited opportunities for new voices to emerge in political leadership. Economic dependency on tourism and foreign aid has also created vulnerabilities, as external pressures can influence domestic policies. Addressing these challenges requires ongoing efforts to promote transparency, accountability, and civic engagement. Civic engagement and grassroots movements. Civic engagement has played a vital role in shaping St. Lucia's political landscape. Grassroots movements, often led by community organizations, unions, and women's groups, have been instrumental in advocating for social justice and policy reforms. These movements reflect the resilience and agency of the island's people, demonstrating that democracy is not only about elections, but also about active participation in public life. Education has been a cornerstone of civic engagement, with initiatives aimed at fostering political awareness and encouraging young people to take an active role in governance. Programs that promote leadership development and community organizing have empowered citizens to hold their leaders accountable and advocate for change. Regional and global engagement. As a member of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, St. Lucia has been an active participant in regional politics. These organizations provide platforms for collaboration on issues such as trade, climate change, and security, amplifying the island's voice on the global stage. St. Lucia's participation in international forums, such as the United Nations and the Commonwealth, has also enhanced its diplomatic standing and allowed it to contribute to global discussions on development, human rights, and sustainability. These engagements reflect the island's commitment to multilateralism and its recognition of the interconnectedness of global challenges. A vision for the future. The political future of St. Lucia depends on its ability to adapt to changing circumstances while staying true to its democratic values. Strengthening institutions, promoting inclusivity, and addressing systemic inequalities will be essential for sustaining a vibrant democracy. The active participation of citizens, particularly young people and marginalized groups, will be crucial in shaping the island's political direction. As St. Lucia continues to navigate the complexities of governance and democracy, it does so with a legacy of resilience and a commitment to progress. The island's political journey is a testament to the power of collective action and the enduring spirit of its people. A democratic legacy. The story of governance and democracy in St. Lucia is one of struggle, perseverance, and triumph. It reflects the island's journey from colonial subjugation to self-determination, from exclusion to inclusion, and from division to unity. As we reflect on this chapter, we see that the political landscape of St. Lucia is not just a backdrop to its history, but a dynamic and evolving force that continues to shape its identity and future. Chapter 14, Economic Development and the Pursuit of Prosperity in St. Lucia. The economic history of St. Lucia is one of resilience and reinvention, shaped by its colonial past, the challenges of globalization, and the aspirations of its people for self-sufficiency and prosperity. From the plantation economy of the colonial era to the diversified pursuits of tourism, agriculture, and entrepreneurship in the modern age, St. Lucia's economy has continually evolved to meet the demands of changing times. This chapter explores the key phases of economic development in St. Lucia, the challenges faced, and the innovative strategies that have paved the way for growth and sustainability. The plantation economy, a legacy of exploitation. St. Lucia's economic story begins with the establishment of the plantation system under colonial rule. The fertile soils and favorable climate made the island ideal for the cultivation of sugarcane, which became the cornerstone of the colonial economy. Enslaved Africans provided the labor force for these plantations, enduring brutal conditions to produce the sugar that fueled European wealth. The plantation economy created a highly unequal society, with wealth concentrated in the hands of European settlers and landowners. The majority of the population, consisting of enslaved Africans and later freedmen, had little access to economic opportunities or resources. This economic model entrenched poverty and dependency, leaving a legacy that would take generations to overcome. Post-emancipation, shifting economic foundations. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point in St. Lucia's economic history. Freedmen sought to establish independent farming communities, cultivating small plots of land to grow food crops and export goods such as cocoa, coffee, and bananas. These small-scale farmers played a vital role in diversifying the island's economy and reducing its reliance on sugar. The banana industry emerged as a significant economic driver in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Bananas were easier to cultivate and transport than sugarcane, and they provided small farmers with a stable source of income. However, the industry was not without challenges. Global market fluctuations, competition from larger producers, and natural disasters often left farmers vulnerable. Despite these obstacles, the banana trade became a symbol of resilience and adaptability for St. Lucia's agricultural sector. The rise of tourism, a new economic pillar. In the mid-20th century, tourism began to emerge as a key sector of St. Lucia's economy. The island's natural beauty, with its pristine beaches, lush rainforests, and iconic pitons, attracted visitors from around the world. The development of hotels, resorts, and infrastructure created new opportunities for employment and investment, transforming the economic landscape. Tourism brought significant benefits to St. Lucia, generating foreign exchange and creating jobs in hospitality, transportation, and related industries. However, it also posed challenges. The reliance on foreign investment and the seasonal nature of tourism left the economy vulnerable to external shocks. Additionally, the environmental impact of tourism development raised concerns about sustainability and the preservation of the island's natural heritage. Economic diversification and innovation. Recognizing the risks of over-reliance on tourism, St. Lucia has pursued economic diversification in recent decades. Efforts to expand the agricultural sector have included initiatives to promote organic farming, agroprocessing, and the cultivation of high-value crops such as cocoa and spices. These initiatives aim to enhance food security, increase export earnings, and create opportunities for rural communities. The manufacturing sector, though small, has also contributed to economic growth. Industries such as garment production, electronics assembly, and agroprocessing have provided employment and added value to local resources. Export-oriented policies and incentives have supported the growth of these industries, helping to integrate St. Lucia into the global economy. The digital economy represents another area of potential growth. Investments in technology and telecommunications have created opportunities in e-commerce, outsourcing, and innovation. St. Lucia's young and educated workforce is well-positioned to capitalize on these opportunities, driving the island's transition to a knowledge-based economy. Addressing economic inequalities. Despite progress, economic inequality remains a significant challenge in St. Lucia. The legacy of the plantation system, combined with disparities in access to education, healthcare, and resources, has perpetuated cycles of poverty in some communities. Addressing these inequalities is critical for ensuring that economic growth is inclusive and sustainable. Social programs and community development initiatives have played an essential role in reducing poverty and promoting social equity. Investments in education and skills training have empowered individuals to participate more fully in the economy, while microfinance programs and cooperatives have provided support for small businesses and entrepreneurs. The role of regional and international cooperation. St. Lucia's economic development has been shaped by its participation in regional and international organizations. As a member of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, the island has benefited from trade agreements, technical assistance, and collaborative initiatives to address shared challenges. These partnerships have strengthened St. Lucia's economic resilience and enhanced its integration into the global economy. International development agencies and foreign governments have also provided critical support through funding, expertise, and capacity-building programs. These partnerships have facilitated investments in infrastructure, education, and renewable energy, helping St. Lucia to address its development priorities and build a more sustainable economy. The challenges of climate change and sustainability. Climate change represents one of the most significant threats to St. Lucia's economy. Rising sea levels, increased frequency of hurricanes, and changing rainfall patterns pose risks to agriculture, tourism, and infrastructure. Efforts to build climate resilience, such as investing in renewable energy, improving disaster preparedness, and protecting natural ecosystems, are essential for safeguarding the island's economic future. Sustainability has become a central focus of economic planning in St. Lucia. Initiatives to promote ecotourism, sustainable agriculture, and green energy reflect a commitment to balancing economic growth with environmental stewardship. These efforts aim to position St. Lucia as a leader in sustainable development, leveraging its natural and cultural assets to create long-term prosperity. A vision for the future. The economic future of St. Lucia lies in its ability to innovate, diversify, and adapt to a rapidly changing world. By investing in education, technology, and sustainable practices, the island can unlock new opportunities and build a more resilient economy. The active participation of all sectors of society, from government and businesses to communities and individuals, will be essential for achieving this vision. St. Lucia's economic journey is a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of its people. From the hardships of the plantation era to the opportunities of the modern age, the island has continually reinvented itself to overcome challenges and seize new possibilities. As we reflect on this chapter, we see that the pursuit of prosperity in St. Lucia is not just an economic endeavor, but a reflection of its enduring spirit and commitment to a brighter future. Chapter 15, The Future of St. Lucia, Vision, Innovation, and Sustainability. As St. Lucia stands at the crossroads of tradition and progress, its future is shaped by its past, driven by its people, and guided by its vision for a sustainable and prosperous tomorrow. This chapter delves into the possibilities that lie ahead for St. Lucia, exploring the key areas of innovation, resilience, and sustainability that will define its journey in the 21st century and beyond. Building on a legacy, the importance of cultural identity. The cultural identity of St. Lucia is its greatest asset as it forges a path toward the future. Rooted in a history of resilience, creativity, and diversity, the island's culture provides a foundation for innovation and collaboration. Efforts to preserve and celebrate St. Lucia's heritage, from its Creole language to its traditional festivals, will ensure that the island's identity remains vibrant and relevant in an increasingly globalized world. Creative industries, such as music, film, and visual arts, hold immense potential for economic growth and cultural preservation. By investing in these sectors and providing platforms for local artists, St. Lucia can showcase its unique cultural heritage to global audiences, fostering a sense of pride and belonging among its people. Advancing education and knowledge. Education is the cornerstone of St. Lucia's future. Investments in education and training will be critical for equipping the next generation with the skills and knowledge needed to navigate a rapidly changing world. The integration of technology into classrooms, coupled with a focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, education, will prepare students for careers in emerging industries. Higher education and vocational training programs will play a vital role in addressing skills gaps and creating pathways to economic mobility. Partnerships with regional and international institutions can provide students with access to advanced research, scholarships, and global networks, ensuring that St. Lucia remains competitive in the global economy. Innovating for economic growth. The diversification of St. Lucia's economy will be essential for reducing its reliance on traditional industries such as tourism and agriculture. Emerging sectors such as renewable energy, technology, and creative industries offer opportunities for sustainable growth and job creation. Renewable energy, in particular, holds great promise for the island. With abundant sunshine, wind, and geothermal resources, St. Lucia can become a leader in green energy production. Investments in solar farms, wind turbines, and energy storage systems will not only reduce the island's carbon footprint, but also lower energy costs and enhance energy security. The digital economy represents another area of opportunity. By fostering innovation and supporting startups, St. Lucia can position itself as a hub for technology and entrepreneurship in the Caribbean. Initiatives such as incubators, accelerator programs, and e-commerce platforms can provide entrepreneurs with the tools and resources they need to succeed. promoting environmental sustainability. Sustainability is at the heart of St. Lucia's vision for the future. As a small island developing state, SIDS, the island faces unique challenges related to climate change, natural disasters, and environmental degradation. Addressing these challenges requires a commitment to conservation, resilience, and sustainable development. Marine conservation is a top priority for St. Lucia, given the importance of its coral reefs, mangroves, and fisheries. Efforts to establish marine protected areas, combat pollution, and promote sustainable fishing practices will help preserve these vital ecosystems for future generations. Land-based conservation efforts, such as reforestation programs and the protection of biodiversity hotspots, will also play a crucial role. Community engagement and education will be key to ensuring that environmental initiatives are supported and sustained over the long term. Strengthening social cohesion and inclusion. The social fabric of St. Lucia is a source of strength and resilience. Ensuring that all citizens have access to opportunities, resources, and services is essential for building a cohesive and inclusive society. Policies that promote gender equality, youth empowerment, and social justice will create a more equitable and harmonious future. Community-driven initiatives, such as cooperatives and grassroots organizations, provide valuable platforms for addressing local challenges and fostering collaboration. By empowering communities to take an active role in decision-making, St. Lucia can harness the creativity and expertise of its people to drive progress and innovation. Embracing regional and global collaboration. In an interconnected world, regional and global partnerships are critical for addressing shared challenges and seizing opportunities. As a member of CARICOM, the OECS, and other international organizations, St. Lucia has access to networks and resources that can support its development goals. Collaboration on issues such as trade, climate change, and disaster preparedness will strengthen the island's resilience and enhance its ability to respond to external shocks. Participation in global forums, such as the United Nations, provides a platform for St. Lucia to advocate for the needs of small island developing states and contribute to international discussions on sustainability and development. The vision for a resilient and prosperous future. The vision for St. Lucia's future is one of resilience, innovation, and sustainability. By embracing its cultural heritage, investing in education and technology, and prioritizing environmental conservation, the island can create a future that is both prosperous and equitable. This vision is not just the responsibility of government and policymakers. It requires the active participation of all sectors of society. From entrepreneurs and educators to artists and community leaders, every individual has a role to play in shaping the future of St. Lucia. A legacy of hope and determination. The story of St. Lucia is one of triumph over adversity, of a people who have continually adapted and innovated in the face of challenges. As the island looks to the future, it carries with it the lessons of its history and the aspirations of its people. The path ahead is not without obstacles, but with determination, creativity, and unity, St. Lucia can achieve a future that honors its past while embracing the possibilities of tomorrow. St. Lucia's future is a testament to the power of vision and the strength of its people. It is a story still being written, a narrative of hope, progress, and the enduring spirit of an island that continues to inspire and thrive. Chapter 16, A Comprehensive Legacy, reflecting on the history and progress of St. Lucia. As we conclude this exploration of St. Lucia's history, culture, and aspirations, it becomes evident that the island's journey is a testament to resilience, adaptability, and the unyielding spirit of its people. This chapter synthesizes the themes and milestones covered in previous chapters, offering a reflective analysis of St. Lucia's progress and the roadmap it offers for the future. It is both a celebration of achievements and a candid examination of challenges yet to be overcome. The intersection of history and identity. St. Lucia's identity is deeply rooted in its layered history, from the rich heritage of its indigenous Arawak and Carib peoples to the enduring legacies of African, French, and British influences. This unique blend of cultures has given rise to a distinct identity that is reflected in the island's language, cuisine, music, and festivals. The island's ability to embrace and adapt to these influences while preserving its core values is a hallmark of its resilience. This synthesis of history and identity provides the foundation upon which St. Lucia continues to build its present and envision its future. Lessons from the Struggles for Independence and Governance. The path to independence in 1979 was a culmination of centuries of struggle, negotiation, and perseverance. From the brutal realities of the plantation economy to the vibrant labor movements of the 20th century, St. Lucia's journey toward self-determination exemplifies the importance of collective action and leadership. The establishment of democratic institutions, such as the parliamentary system and local governance structures, has provided the framework for political stability and citizen participation. However, the journey is ongoing, as issues of political polarization, economic inequality, and governance transparency continue to challenge the island's leaders and people. Reflecting on these lessons underscores the importance of vigilance and innovation in preserving and strengthening democracy. Economic evolution, from plantation to innovation. The economic history of St. Lucia is a narrative of transformation, marked by the shift from a plantation-based economy to a diversified model driven by tourism, agriculture, and emerging industries. The resilience of the agricultural sector, particularly the banana trade, highlights the resourcefulness of the island's farmers and their ability to navigate global market dynamics. Tourism has become a cornerstone of St. Lucia's economy, leveraging its natural beauty and cultural heritage to attract visitors from around the world. However, reliance on this sector has exposed vulnerabilities, particularly during global crises such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Efforts to diversify the economy, including investments in renewable energy, digital innovation, and creative industries, represent promising steps toward long-term sustainability. The role of education and empowerment. Education has been a transformative force in St. Lucia, empowering individuals and communities to overcome barriers and seize opportunities. From the missionary schools of the colonial era to the modern public education system, access to learning has expanded significantly, enabling the island to nurture a skilled and knowledgeable workforce. Initiatives to promote STEM education, vocational training, and digital literacy are preparing the next generation for careers in emerging industries. Meanwhile, programs that preserve and celebrate cultural heritage through education ensure that the island's identity remains vibrant and relevant. Preserving the environment, a commitment to sustainability. The natural beauty of St. Lucia is not only a source of economic opportunity, but also a vital part of its cultural and ecological identity. The island's commitment to sustainability is evident in efforts to protect its marine ecosystems, reforest degraded lands, and transition to renewable energy sources. However, the challenges posed by climate change, including rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and changing weather patterns, demand ongoing adaptation and innovation. Collaborative efforts between government, communities, and international partners will be crucial for building resilience and ensuring that St. Lucia's environment remains a cornerstone of its identity and prosperity. Cultural resilience and innovation. St. Lucia's cultural heritage is a living testament to its people's creativity and resilience. Festivals such as Carnival and Jaunan Quail celebrate the island's diversity, while its music, art, and literature continue to captivate audiences locally and internationally. Supporting the creative industries through funding, education, and infrastructure will ensure that St. Lucia remains a hub of cultural innovation. These investments not only enrich the island's cultural landscape, but also contribute to economic growth and global recognition. Challenges and opportunities for the future. While St. Lucia has made significant progress, it faces ongoing challenges that require thoughtful and inclusive solutions. Economic inequality, youth unemployment, and access to quality healthcare are areas that demand attention and investment. Additionally, fostering greater inclusivity and representation in governance and decision-making will strengthen the social fabric and ensure that all voices are heard. At the same time, opportunities abound. Advances in technology, renewable energy, and global trade offer pathways for growth and innovation. By embracing these opportunities while remaining true to its core values, St. Lucia can navigate the complexities of the 21st century with confidence and purpose. A vision for generations to come. The future of St. Lucia lies in its ability to balance tradition and progress, honoring its history while embracing the possibilities of tomorrow. This vision requires the active participation of all sectors of society, from government and businesses to communities and individuals. By working together, the people of St. Lucia can build a future that is inclusive, sustainable, and prosperous. As we conclude this exploration of St. Lucia's history and progress, it is clear that the island's greatest strength lies in its people, their resilience, creativity, and unwavering determination. The story of St. Lucia is one of triumph over adversity, a narrative that continues to inspire and evolve with each passing generation, a legacy of hope and determination. The history of St. Lucia is not merely a chronicle of events. It is a living legacy that shapes the island's present and guides its future. As we reflect on the journey covered in these chapters, we are reminded of the power of unity, innovation, and hope. The people of St. Lucia have proven time and again that they are capable of overcoming challenges and achieving greatness. This legacy is a call to action for future generations to build on the foundation laid by their ancestors, to dream boldly, and to work tirelessly toward a brighter future. St. Lucia's story is far from over. It is a narrative of endless possibilities, waiting to be written by those who dare to envision a better tomorrow.